Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we take the information you've shared and, well, extract the knowledge you can really use quickly.
Glad to be diving in.
So today, we're tackling enterprise connectivity. We're looking into massive networks based on their website and a white paper you sent over.
That's right. Some interesting stuff in there.
Yeah. So our goal really is to cut through the jargon and figure out how Massive Networks is actually trying to solve connectivity challenges for businesses. What are their core solutions? What's their philosophy? Let's get started.
Okay. So what jumps out first about Massive Networks is their positioning. They call themselves an emerging global leader.
Right. Big claim.
It is, but it seems like their focus isn't just about, you know, speeds and feeds. Their whole philosophy seems built around trying to change the industry standards by really concentrating on the people side.
People side, you mean customer service?
Yes, but also partner relationships, even their own employee experience. It's interesting, they talk about connectivity being an operational asset, not just like a commodity you buy.
An operational asset.
Hmm.
Okay, so that implies it's more strategic than just keeping the lights on, yeah. Internet-wise.
Exactly. The key idea seems to be that they want to be fundamental to how a business actually runs, not just a utility provider.
Hmm. And their vision reflects that too, right? Wanting businesses to have network services that are reliable, sure, but also dynamic high performance, things that actively help them grow.
Right. And this focus on experience, they use the terms EX, PX, CX for employee, partner, and customer experience. It suggests they're thinking much bigger than just the technical bits.
Yeah, that EX, PX, CX thing, it's a more holistic view, isn't it? Connecting the tech with the human side.
Precisely. It feels like they recognize that even the best technology isn't much good if the support, the whole experience around it is, well, lacking.
Makes sense. So, you know, how do you build that? How do you integrate those human elements effectively?
That's the question.
So with that philosophy as a backdrop, what specific problems, what headaches are they trying to cure for businesses? Why this different approach?
Well, they point pretty directly at the flaws in what they call best effort, commodity connectivity.
Okay, like standard business internet.
Yeah, basically. For medium to enterprise level companies, those off-the-shelf solutions often just don't cut it. They talk a lot about network outages and how disruptive they are for critical operations.
Oh, definitely. If your business relies on cloud apps or real-time data, any downtime is, well, it's bad news. Lost money, lost productivity.
Exactly. And it's not just an inconvenience. It's a real operational risk.
And it sounds like they see issues with the traditional carriers, too, not just the commodity guys.
Yes. They mention a lack of flexibility, difficulty getting truly customized solutions, also the potential for unexpected costs creeping in.
Mm-hmm.
And often businesses end up juggling multiple carriers just to get the coverage and services they need, which, you know, creates this huge management headache.
Right. Different contracts, different support teams, different bills. It gets complicated fast.
Super complex. It's fragmented and inefficient.
Okay, so instability, inflexibility, cost surprises, and the nightmare of managing multiple providers.
Got it.
So what's the big idea for Massive Networks to fix all this? What's their core solution?
Their main thing is called one-pipe multi-connect.
One-pipe multi-connecting.
Yeah. The concept is actually quite simple, but pretty powerful. Imagine one single physical connection coming into your building. That's the one pipe.
Just one cable.
Essentially, yes, one primary circuit. Now, over that single connection, they can deliver multiple, totally separate segmented services.
Oh, okay.
Think of it like a multi-lane highway inside that one cable. Each lane is totally separate and dedicated to different traffic. Maybe one for your internet, one connecting to your data center, another for your cloud access.
Okay, that highway analogy helps. So instead of needing separate physical lines run for everything, it's all virtualized within that single physical connection.
Exactly that. And they stress you can mix and match any combination of their Connect services over this single pipe.
Which leads to the benefits, I assume.
Right. They really push three main benefits. Better security, improved reliability, and greater simplicity.
Okay, let's break those down. Security first. How does putting everything on one pipe make it more secure? Seems a bit counterintuitive.
Good question. What they emphasize is keeping your important traffic off the public internet as much as possible. So instead of relying heavily on, say, standard VPNs running over the public internet, or even traditional MPLS.
Which is already a private network technology.
Right, but they focus on using what they call private layer 2 circuits. Think of these as direct private tunnels for your data between your locations or to the cloud or data centers.
Layer 2, okay, so lower level, more direct connection.
Yeah, it drastically reduces the attack surface because your critical data just isn't exposed on the wider internet as much. It's like having those dedicated private lanes on the highway walled off from the public traffic.
Got it. Less exposure, more controlled pathways. Makes sense. What about reliability then? How does the one pipe help there?
Well, their whole design seems built around redundancy and high availability. They talk about offering carrier-grade Ethernet.
Which usually means strong guarantees, right? SLAs.
Exactly. Strict service-level agreements for uptime and performance. By building redundancy into the core one-pipe architecture, they aim to minimize those really damaging network outages we talked about. It's engineered for resilience from the start.
Okay, so private paths for security, built-in redundancy for reliability. What about simplicity? That sounds like a big selling point, especially for IT teams juggling multiple vendors.
Oh, definitely. That's a huge one. They streamline everything, setting up services, the billing, the support. It's all through them as a single provider.
One contract, one bill.
One master service agreement, yeah.
Yep.
One number to call for support. It gets rid of all that complexity of managing different vendor relationships.
That must be a relief for many IT departments.
You'd think so. And to back that up, they have a U.S.-based network operations center, at NOC. It's monitoring your network, proactively looking for issues and providing support.
Okay, proactive monitoring, all centralized. That really simplifies things.
It does. And the white paper actually has a diagram that shows this really well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It compares the legacy model, this messy web of different carriers for a global WAN, against their one pipe model, which looks so much cleaner. Just a streamlined network connecting offices, data centers, cloud, all consolidated.
That visual contrast must be effective. Consolidation is key.
It really drives it home. And importantly, this one pipe isn't rigid. It's flexible. It can be sliced up into different layer 2 link types using the total bandwidth smartly.
Ah, so it's not just one big pipe for everything mixed together.
No, no. Within that single physical connection, you can carve out dedicated segments. Maybe one for your premium internet, another direct link to a data center, a secure path to AWS or Azure, private connections between your offices, all running simultaneously.
That's a critical point. It's a flexible foundation. And you mentioned some of those specific connect services they list. Premium blended internet, data center connect, cloud connect, private network transport, and office to office connect.
Exactly. Those are the building blocks that run on the one pipe.
Yeah.
And the scalability is worth noting, too. They offer speeds from like 10 megabits per second way up to 400 gigabits per second.
A huge range.
Yeah. And they can deliver it over different technologies, fiber, of course, but also wireless. They even mention Starlink, though they note it's asynchronous. So they adapt to what's available and what bandwidth you actually need.
Okay. That adaptability is important. So one pipe multi-connect is the big picture. Let's quickly touch on some of those specific solutions running on it. Premium blended internet. What's the main idea there?
So premium blended internet is about boosting reliability and performance for your basic internet access. Instead of just one ISP, they blend bandwidth from up to 5 different tier 1 providers.
5?
Yeah. So if one provider has an issue, your traffic automatically fails over to the others. Keeps things running smoothly. Plus, they claim it improves performance through smart routing across those multiple networks. Again, simplicity, one contact, one bill, even with multiple underlying carriers.
So it's redundancy plus potentially better performance, all managed. Got it. What about office-to-office connect? Sounds crucial for distributed companies.
Precisely. Especially now, right? This is designed for secure, high-performance connections between different office locations. Big focus on security here, segmenting workloads, keeping inter-office traffic off the public internet.
Using those private layer 2 circuits again.
You got it. And they lean on their big global network reach, that 60 million fiber lit buildings number comes up again, to connect even far-flung offices reliably. And of course, it's built to be scalable, so adding new offices isn't a major overhaul.
Right, the global reach is a constant theme. Okay, data center connect. How does that fit in?
Data center connect tackles the connections needed for, well, data centers. With more companies using colocation facilities or managed service providers and moving towards hybrid setups.
Things get complicated.
Yeah. So this provides a single carrier way to connect reliably to those facilities, again, leveraging that huge network footprint. Crucially, it also links up with their Cloud Connect service, making hybrid cloud setups easier to manage.
Okay, so it bridges your infrastructure to external data centers and MSPs and paves the way for hybrid cloud. Which brings us neatly to Cloud Connect itself. This is for direct cloud access.
Exactly. Cloud Connect aims to give you the reliability and performance of like a dedicated circuit, but with the ease you might associate with setting up a VPN for connecting to the big cloud providers, AWS, Azure, Google Cloud, Oracle, and others.
And it bypasses the public internet.
Correct. It creates direct private connections. This means more consistent performance, predictable data transfer, and potentially lower cloud egress fees because you're not dumping as much data out over the public internet connection.
Ah, those egress fees can be killers. So better performance, better security, potentially lower costs for cloud access.
No.
Seems like a strong proposition.
Yeah, especially for businesses heavily reliant on cloud platforms.
So looking across all these premium blended internet, office to office, data center, Cloud Connect, what are the common threads tying them together?
Well, several things stand out. The foundation is that single carrier solution with a massive global reach, 60 million buildings, 58 plus countries.
Right.
They all offer high speed options. That enhanced security using private layer two circuits is consistent across the board, reducing that public internet exposure.
Yep.
The promise of simplified operations, one provider, one bill, one support contact is central to all of them. And underpinning everything is that US-based NOC for support and monitoring.
It definitely sounds like a cohesive system built around that one pipe idea. Simple, reliable, secure seems to be the mantra.
That's the message, yeah.
And they position themselves not just as vendors, but something more.
That's right. They talk about being a strategic partner. They want to help businesses be more agile, grow, innovate. They highlight their team of experts, carrier design folks, support specialists who actually customize the solutions.
So more consultative, less off the shelf.
Seems to be the goal, a partnership approach.
Okay, quite a deep dive there into massive networks. Let's try and boil it down. What's the main takeaway for listeners thinking about their own connectivity?
I think the core takeaway is that massive networks offers a way to consolidate and simplify enterprise connectivity. Their one-pipe multi-connect platform, combined with these specific services, is designed to bring reliability, security, and operational simplicity to what can be a really complex area for businesses. It's about moving away from fragmented solutions towards a unified, intelligent network foundation.
And it all ties back to that core belief they have, doesn't it? That connectivity isn't just plumbing, it's a strategic asset.
Exactly. They're really trying to elevate the conversation, positioning the network as something that can actively drive business success, not just support it.
So, a final thought for you listening. Think about your own network. How could a truly unified high-performance infrastructure change how your organization operates? Could it unlock new growth? It's definitely worth considering how evolving your network strategy might give you a real competitive edge. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.